Suffering accompanies this year's widely observed Easter season in Ukraine. The Ukrainian Air Force said Russia launched 8 missiles and 87 drones in an overnight attack on Ukraine Saturday, causing damage in 5 regions across the country. At least dozens of civilians are known to have been killed in previous attacks over the last few weeks. However, in turn, Russia's defense ministry accused Ukraine on Saturday of striking Russian energy facilities 10 times over the past 24 hours. A 30-day U.S. brokered moratorium in March was supposed to protect Ukraine and Russia against attacks on each other's energy infrastructure. Both nations have repeatedly accused the other of violating it. Yet a Kremlin spokesperson said Russian President Vladimir Putin did not order the end of the moratorium. Amid the turmoil, there was some hope, as sources said the United Arab Emirates brokered a deal enabling hundreds of Russian and Ukrainian prisoners of war to be home for Easter. Nearly 500 Russian and Ukrainian prisoners and 46 injured soldiers were due to be exchanged in the latest swap to be mediated by Abu Dhabi. The exchange reportedly involved 246 prisoners from each side. Additionally, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his government will use whatever avenues it can to help with the release of Melbourne man Oscar Jenkins, who faces a 15-year jail term in Russia for fighting with Ukrainian troops.
We'll continue to make representations to the reprehensible regime of Vladimir Putin on behalf of Mr. Jenkins. We will stand up and use whatever avenues we have at our disposal to continue to make those representations. He should, both to Russia, but also, of course, through our friends in Ukraine, who have also made representations as well.
The Vatican has also encouraged the release of prisoners of war, and Pope Francis appealed for an end to the armed conflict, which reportedly killed and injured more than 1 million people. However, after talks with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, even US Vice President J.D. Vance remained hopeful the war could end sooner than expected.
Even in the past 24 hours, we think we have some interesting things to report on, of course, in private. So the negotiations, I won't prejudge them, but we do feel optimistic that we can hopefully bring this war, this very brutal war, to a close.
His comments came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that President Donald J. Trump would abandon efforts to clinch a Russia-Ukraine peace deal unless there were clear signs that one could be done. However, there were no indications yet that the guns would remain silent on Easter Sunday. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.